I'm Mark Prezel, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for listening. In the studio with me this morning is the new Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce president, Emily Johnson, and the chairman of the board of the Over the Rhine Chamber, Bobby Malley, joining me to talk about the current state of Over the Rhine and the big celebrations going on for the holiday. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To begin with, Emily, you're new to the job, but how did you come around to being the new president of the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I started my post in July of this year, 2012, but prior to that, I spent 12 years at Downtown Cincinnati, Inc., or DCI, in a number of roles there, from stakeholder relations to most recently was Vice President of Marketing and Communications. So in all of my work at DCI over the years, certainly Over the Rhine was a big part of our message.
And when this opening popped up, it was something you pursued, wanting to focus on this neighborhood?
Absolutely. Over the course of years, I can tell you that Over the Rhine really is where my heart is. It's where my husband and I come to shop, dine, and play. So it's a natural growth, I think, from what I was doing at DCI.
And I could tell you, as the opening came up, she's being a little modest. I sort of pursued her a little bit as well. So
okay.
We recruited her, that's for sure.
Well, needless to say, with the Washington Park opening up, with a lot of new businesses moving in, new apartments, residences, new residents moving in as well, Over the Rhine is just seeming to explode with growth. Give a state of the neighborhood, if you may. I'll begin with you, Bobby, and I'll touch base with you too, Emily, since you have been keeping track of Over the Rhine for a while. But are things looking up as well as it seems?
Well, I think all you have to do is come down to Over the Rhine to see that. I can give you a little bit of perspective without going into all the things that have happened in the last 10 years since I moved back to Cincinnati working in Over the Rhine. But I'll just give you where we were and where we are now. 10 years ago, we had, I don't think it's any secret, an open-air drug market in many areas of Over the Rhine. Mm-hmm. You had 4% home ownership rate. You had tons of vacant buildings, over 700 vacant buildings and lots. And what you see now is two-hour waits for restaurants routinely. You see a completely renovated and managed Washington Park that has hundreds of people in it at any given time. And you have crime that is, it is essentially completely dissipated from most areas of the neighborhood, other than what you have any kind of theft and auto theft and things like that you'd have in any urban area. So it's just an unbelievable change. And I think, honestly, if you look at the literature and around the country, there is no greater urban revitalization happening in the entire United States.
And very, very successful, too. Just amazing to see the changes. And what you said, working with DCI, of course, you had your finger on the pulse of everything happening downtown, Emily. And certainly Over the Rhine was where that heartbeat's been throbbing rather strongly.
Absolutely.
And what have you seen as being the biggest change in Over the Rhine? Or what has intrigued you the most as this revitalization is going on?
Honestly, I think it's a confluence of a lot of things and a ton of momentum pointing Over the Rhine in the right direction. But I would say just since my start was July 1, where my office is now in Over the Rhine, I spend every day in Over the Rhine, certainly with Washington Park and the reopening of that, which was just July 6th of this year, and almost an overnight success, probably more so than anyone could have ever imagined. Just the sheer numbers of people coming down to visit the park, to revisit the park, but also the new faces who are coming down, to Washington Park. And then from there are venturing beyond. And we're hearing from the arts organizations and from the restaurants, from Vine to Main and beyond, that many times a visit to Washington Park is maybe the impetus for their trip. And then they go on and explore the rest of Over the Rhine from there.
Well, having worked here in the neighborhood for more years than I care to state on the air right now, I really noticed a change from the beginning, where there were the new people and the residents who have been here for a while. And really, I feel just great seeing how everyone has begun to mesh together. I had Mo Rouse in, who runs a shop on, I believe, Vine Street, and who was talking about at first, you know, having a little bit of a run-in with someone, but then they're her best friends now. And, you know, just seeing it's really becoming a neighborhood versus an us and them type of thing. And is that something you feel will continue?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to the vitality of Over the Rhine that it is everyone's neighborhood. So while new shops and new shop owners and new residents move in, it's important that those who want to be in Over the Rhine, that everyone gets along, because Over the Rhine is a neighborhood and it has a long, long history. And there are many people who want to see it become what it once was and become really great for everyone.
Well, Bobby, I want to ask you about when it comes to the business aspect of things. You mentioned the restaurants and the two-hour waits and the like. And I know Main Street was revitalized for a little while, then seemed to hit the bottom of the bell curve. But Everything seems to be coming back. Do you think that upswing will continue? There more staying power? Were some of those early ventures on Main Street just early ventures on Main Street that didn't quite fly?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think this is a dramatically different situation and phenomenon we have going on now versus what happened very organically, I think, on Main Street a number of years ago. For starters, just talking dollars, there's, I think, over $225 million invested really in the last 5-6 years in Over the Rhine. Hmm. So just terms of dollars, that dwarfs anything that has happened before. The other thing that I think is very different from the Main Street growth that occurred a number of years ago is that there's been a real focus on bringing new stakeholders to the neighborhood. There are over 200 new homeowners in a 5x5 block area. Wow. In the southern part of Over the Rhine. You had a number of condos in Main Street, but mostly apartments, and they were smaller buildings. We're talking a scale right now of, you know, where in 2007 there were literally 4 homeowners in a 5x5 block area in the southern part of Over the Rhine. Now there are over 200 of those residents, and that's just on the homeownership side, not to mention, you know, the other condos and apartments that are being built. The first 200 units that were built, 98% of those are now sold. So I think people are voting with their dollars. And that is probably the biggest difference, I think, between what's happened in previous years on Main Street versus what's happening now.
And, of course, with all this growth, a lot of activity, especially here in the holiday season, Emily, and things kicked off in a big way yesterday with Cincinnati Unchained. Talk about Cincinnati Unchained for a moment, and then let's hit some highlights of what's happening the rest of the holiday season.
Great. Well, Cincinnati Unchained, I believe, is in its 6th year. And this event really just represents kind of one of the most special things about Over the Rhine, I think, in that there is such a volunteer spirit behind everything that happens, you know, in large part in Over the Rhine. Cincinnati Unchained is not unlike that. There are two young men, Sean Fisher and Kurt Meyer, who their support of shopping local, not just in Over the Rhine, but in all of Cincinnati, and what impact that has on a local economy is something that they realized and really tied into this national effort called National Unchained. So they really localized this for Cincinnati and defined it in that sense. So this year, it was really fun, you know, once again, for me starting in this with a marketing background and just seeing this organic event like Cincinnati Unchained and the more than 20 merchants and restaurants that we had in Over the Rhine participate with specials day of, but also contributing to one kind of fantastic neighborhood basket that one or two lucky people who shopped around and filled up their passports yesterday will draw a name and let people know in about a week or so.
That's great stuff happening there. And, of course, the festivities of the season going on in a big way, lots of events and Small Business Saturday that's coming up next weekend, Holidays in the Bag, the 4th annual Holidays in the Bag, some local gifts that you can get for your holidays. What are a couple of the other highlights you want people to know about for the holiday season and Over the Rhine?
There are a couple different events that the merchants really kind of foster and over the years have produced. And one of them is called Caroling in the Quarter, and that is on Saturday, December 8th. And that is something that the merchants on Central Vine have really spurred that event. And really, they're just adding to the ambiance that day. So bringing in professional, semi-professional carolers to stroll around and sing a couple songs while people are out and about shopping or dining or visiting Washington Park that day. And the other one would be Main Street's stroll and shop. And again, adding some ambiance to that day with, you know, visits from St. Nick and whatever St. Nick is traveling on, you know, this year. It could be Segway, it could be bike, we just never know.
Well, I think it's really important to support local businesses and a lot of great local businesses and over the Rhine. And I appreciate you stopping by and catching us up on things. That's Emily Johnson, the new president of the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce, and Bobby Malley, the chairman of the board of the Over the Rhine Chamber. You can learn more about all the holiday activities and the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce by visiting our website, wvxu.org. A full calendar of all the holiday events happening in Over the Rhine online there as well.